Chris Nix with the tournament and the Knight 80 Sports Group that's putting on the event, kind enough to join us on what I know is a busy day. Chris, thanks for the time, man. Merry Christmas. Hope things are going well.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be back on with you. Merry Christmas to all of you guys. And we are an hour and a half from tip here at the Hannah Center at Sanford.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've got two pretty good facilities with great games going on at the same time, and that's kind of the luxury of playing it there at Sanford. You've got gyms literally right within yards of each other where you can put together what I know you guys are excited about is truly one of the top fields within the Southeast.
It is, and you mentioned the two facilities here on Sanford's campus. It's a beautiful campus, to say the least. And then the Hannah Center is so nice, and they opened the whole place up to us. And then the Seibert Hall, their old playing gym, is now used as kind of their campus recreation, but they do play some high school ball in there. So it's still set up for good basketball. And we stagger the games. We start over there at 2:30, and then we'll start here in Hannah at 3:30, so fans can really see both venues. You can watch a half in each place and feel like you've seen two games. So we're ready to get going. Like you said, the field is loaded this year. We started last year, year one, and the field was good, but this year's field is really, really top notch. It's 12 ranked teams out of 16 that came out in the Sports Writers Association rankings yesterday, and we're looking forward to getting started. A lot of good first-round matchups.
We got a real local connection there. Tuscaloosa County, which is one of actually several Tuscaloosa teams that are ranked in the Alabama Sports Writers Association poll this week. But they're in the top 10 in those 7A rankings, and they will play today as well. They've got Grissom out of Huntsville. They'll play at 5:30 today. But I know the Wildcats are among those teams that are highly ranked coming in to take part in the field.
They are, and they're fired up to be here. Coach Weeks has been great. We're looking forward to it. We really wanted to get a Tuscaloosa team this year, if not two. And Tuscaloosa County finished the season strong this year, and they were on our radar, so we asked them. And we're glad to have them here, and they are in the, as you said, in the top 10. I believe they're number 7 or 8. You can correct me on that. And Grissom's ranked 1 or 2 spots ahead of them. So really, they're one of the strongest first-round matchups. Grissom's coming in at 8-4, and they'll have a tough game, but we hear Tuscaloosa County is playing really well.
Yeah, you've got top-ranked Mountain Brook. You've got Theodore, which is 3rd in 7A. You've got Grissom, which is 6th. You've got Tuscaloosa County, and again, that's just 7A, and I may be missing a team or two in that,
Hoover
that mix.
Hoover is 10, I believe. Hoover
yeah, they
right
are.
There. Yeah,
they
Hoover's 10th, and then moving into 6A, I know Bessemer City is ranked. Coleman is in the top 13. There are others mentioned. And then in 5A, we have the top 3 teams. So it's really become an impressive field. And that's our goal. I mean, to get in Steel City, Mountain Brook is our host. And then Parker won it last year. And really, that's the only way to get back in next year, as we're saying, is to win it. So
right.
We're trying to do something that really hadn't been done in maybe ever, but in a long time. And that's just put a loaded field on the court, give these kids, our company is really modeled to give kids, just opportunities. And we say unique opportunities, and we feel like this is a very unique opportunity. We can't do something this strong after the season. You know, when the finals is over, it's over. So we try to put a lot of the teams from last year and then the good teams from this year and get them all on the same court across all 7 classifications. And we feel like we're close this year to a top-notch field.
Well, you mentioned that it's the goal of your group to do this, and for those that aren't familiar, Knight 80 Sports Group is relatively new into the sports marketing scene and putting on events like this, but you've certainly made the presence felt. Year 2 of the Steel City Invitational, you've got the contract now to manage the state finals and the Super 6, or excuse me, the now Super 7. You just finished up your first one with that in Auburn, and you guys have been very, very busy.
We have, and the Super 7 takes a lot of time. It's a good event we inherited. I talked to you on the same show in July, I believe, and
yeah,
we were already starting. We had just gotten the contract, and we started that week preparing for Super 7, and we'll do the same next year working with the group in Tuscaloosa, Jay Caston and Red Leonard and all those guys. They'll be great. They already have been great. So we get to come there where we're a little more comfortable, all being Alabama grads. The Auburn folks could not have been better to work with. So we'll know a lot more next year, but we'll still have to, you know, work really hard to learn the nuances of the university campus. I mean, we already know the campus, but as far as managing the event the way they want it done. So we have been busy, and now we're on to what is kind of our flagship event, this Steel City that we own and operate ourselves.
Yeah, and again, yourself and the majority of that office, you're Alabama folks. You've all gone different paths athletically and professionally, and you've kind of come back together here in this regard. But I know all of you, in addition to being huge football fans, you're basketball fans too. And the passion that you have for this event, it's not just to put on great events. It's really to help try to grow the sport. We want to see it again. You and I grew up, even though I'm older than you, we grew up with Alabama basketball.
That's
and
right.
Really basketball in this state being at such a high level. We want to see that again. But frankly, for that to be the case, it's got to be strong at the high school level, doesn't it?
It does, and really at the local level. I mean, if you ask, like you said, when we were growing up in the 80s and 90s, I mean, you ask Wimp or Sonny or any of those people, they recruited right here at home, and that's still being done, but I don't feel like the kids have the same opportunities as with the competition level. They're all going across the country. I mean, when we were recruiting these 16 teams, we missed out on a few. I mean, Josh Langford's team is going to South Carolina today. And I don't blame them for going because they got invited and it's something they can do, but they're traveling all over the country. People are using the AAU model of getting them there however they want to get them there. And that's good. It's good experience, don't get me wrong, but they also don't get the local talent, local flavor. The kids that aren't the D1 or the high major prospect don't get seen by their local mid-major coaches. So like you said, trying to grow the game, and we sincerely mean that when we say, that's what we're doing with our company on some of our events. And this is a perfect example. We're doing 4 high school basketball events in the next 40 days. So
wow.
3 of those in Birmingham and 1 in Nashville. And all of those are really to better the game and, you know, help promote the game of basketball.
You got guys in this field that will play all over the place in different levels, as you've mentioned. But you got some Alabama connections in this. Talk about that a little bit.
We do. There's, I think, from what I hear, the best senior in the state. I've seen him. I think you're talking about individual players, right?
Right, I am. Sorry.
No, that's okay. Dazon Ingram, I heard of him last year. Went down and saw him in the regional. They didn't make it. He plays at Theodore. He's our. He's signed with Alabama. I say our. Being the Alabama graduate, I can say that on this show.
Yes,
but,
you can.
He is Alabama's committed or signed point guard. There's a list of probably 6 or 8 players that are still being recruited. Hassan Abdullah, I'm leaving the Alabama connection because I don't want to comment on who's being recruited by who. But Dazon has signed, so that one's easy to talk about. And he is the top. He and the guy from Luverne that is committed. They're the top 2 players in the state. Top 2 seniors in the state. I don't think there's any question. And then we've got a list of others. The 2 kids from Tuscaloosa County have signed with Murray State. Nobody really knows about Cottrell Pope, and I believe it's Justice Green. Is that right?
Sounds right.
I think that's right. And they're going to Murray State. Micah Fuller from Bessemer City is a good player. He's being looked at by a lot of colleges. Hassan Abdullah from Clay Chalkville, he's going to the Naval Academy. So we've got 2nd year in a row we have a kid going to the Naval Academy. So, you know, there's a wide variety of players here. There's a lot that'll play mid-major. There's a lot that'll play D3. But I would say 50% of the players here will at least have an opportunity.
Chris Nix, Steel City Invitational, joining us here on Tide 99.1. You can find out ticket information, the schedule, brackets, everything, steelcityhoops.com. It's a great website, very informative, answers all your questions there. But I know people can buy tickets at the gate when they show up, I would assume. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, you can buy them at the gate.
But you can find out all the info, the brackets, everything available at steelcityhoops.com. The semifinals tomorrow night, 6 and 8 o'clock games. Televised throughout the area on My68. Looking forward to working with Doug Greengard on the call of that one. This is a time of year where we are all obviously thinking football, but basketball and high school tournaments are big. They're important, and it's really for teams like County High and all these others, it's a chance to see exactly where you are. It's a long way from regionals. It's a long way from the postseason, but it's as good a challenge as you will get until you get to that point.
It is. There's no question. 16 of the teams last year said, they all said the same thing. And We had Mountain Brook and Winona was everybody's favorite last year. Justin Goldman was the star at Winona, and everybody thought they'd be in the finals. Well, they ended up in the consolation final, or in the third-place game. So they didn't even – neither team that was predicted to the finals made it. And that's a good thing. That's the kind of field that we want. We don't want any favorites that are going to run through it. As you mentioned, Tuscaloosa County coming, and the Bessemer coach was on this morning. He said there's no other way to prepare for the state finals than to play in events like these. So we're looking forward to getting started. Theodore, as I mentioned, Dazon Ingram, they play tonight in the Hannah Center, and Grissom, Tuscaloosa County play tonight in Seibert Hall. And then they all come back in the morning to play, and then a few of them will play their semifinal games tomorrow night. So we're going to have a 28 games in the next 72 hours, so a lot going on here in Birmingham if you can get out.
Yeah, and you know this, Chris. Tuscaloosa's had a great tip-off club for years that's very closely tied to Alabama basketball. This is an event, the Steel City Invitational, that you guys with 980 Sports Group have partnered with the Birmingham Tip-Off Club, which really does bring in fans from different fan bases. You've got participation from many different colleges with that, and that is a major part of what you guys are doing.
It is, and I didn't mention our sponsors, and I'm glad you brought that up. The Tip-Off Club serves as the host for the tournament. Mountain Brook is the host school, but the Tip-Off Club is really the host organization. They do all the volunteers, all the hospitality, help us, you know, secure food sponsors and things that we couldn't do without them. And we're really trying to grow the Tip-Off Club back to where you and I knew it 10 years ago, you know, a couple hundred members deep. And the club does a lot of good things for basketball, and we're partnering with them on this to continue that model. Andrews Sports Medicine and St. Vincent's Health System are our presenting sponsors. So we've partnered with them. It's a perfect fit for those guys. We all know what they do for Alabama and Auburn and all the football teams across the state and basketball teams. So Dr. Waldrop, Kane, and Emblem, and Dugas, they're all excited about the weekend. And then Champion Sports Medicine is here with their trainer services. So we've got a good group around to help us. We couldn't do it without. So we are looking forward to getting started here in about an hour.
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter that somehow you got Norman Waldrop out there. And the reason I say somehow, because I know that his staff was about ready to revolt when he left town for a day and a half to go with Alabama basketball, to go to Wichita. So the fact that you got him, you must have had him there at O'Dark 100 with J.J. Pruitt this morning in order to get him there, because I got a feeling there are ankles and feet that need to be operated on, stacked up a mile high over there at Andrews.
He said he had to get to work, and their marketing coordinator, Ron Rickle, was texting him at 6:30 this morning. I was here, and he was saying, I think Dr. Waldrop's coming. He says every 5 minutes he's coming, so... But he said I'd heard he had gone out there the other night, and he said, I'll let you add to this, but he said it was as loud as any football stadium he had been in ever, per the size of the arena. He felt like it was as loud as even LSU this year. So
I
was going to ask you about that, and I could tell on TV that it was rowdy. But, to get him here early with all the work he's got to do, it tells you their level of commitment to us. So we're glad to have those guys on board.
Chris, I wish I could be there tonight. I've got a little game in Tuscaloosa myself, but really looking forward to being there tomorrow and being a small part of that. But congratulations to you and David and everybody that's put this together, and I look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow.
Chris, thanks for having us on again, and have a good night tonight. And
you too, man.
We hope Alabama pulls it out, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Sounds great. Thanks again for the time.
Thanks.